This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday the recent flooding in Europe is terrifying. She promised swift financial assistance for one of the hardest hit regions in her country. As the death toll reached 184 across Europe, including 157 in Germany, Merkel said the German language could barely describe the devastation that had taken place. As rescue workers continued their search for missing people, a district in Bavaria of southern Germany was hit by flash flooding that killed at least one person. In the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, about 110 people have been killed, with more bodies expected to be found there as floodwaters recede, according to police. The floods began on Wednesday and have mainly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate, North Rhine-Westphalia, and parts of Belgium, where the death toll stands at 27. Entire communities have been left without power or communications. Pope Francis made his first public appearance since returning to the Vatican midweek after an 11-day hospital stay, telling well-wishers they should take a break and switch off from the stresses of modern life. While speaking from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis said in his weekly address, quote, "Let us put a halt to the frantic running around dictated by our agendas and turn off our mobile phones." The 84-year-old Pope had colon surgery on July 4th. It was the first time that Francis has faced a significant health concern during his 8-year papacy. In his Sunday address, the Pope mentioned some of the events dominating world headlines. He urged an end to the recent public unrest in South Africa and called for peace and dialogue in Cuba after the unprecedented protests rocked the communist-run country. You're listening to VOA News. Afghanistan said Sunday it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings to justice those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. The announcement came a day after the Afghan government said the daughter of the Afghan envoy was taken hostage for several hours and, quote, severely tortured by unknown assailants in the Pakistani capital on Friday afternoon. She was later set free. Islamabad said a high-level, thorough investigation was launched into what it called a disturbing incident. This came immediately after the Afghan embassy reported to the Pakistani foreign ministry that the woman was assaulted. A hospital medical report confirmed that the victim was physically assaulted. The Pakistani foreign ministry, responding to Kabul's recalling of its diplomats, described it as unfortunate and regrettable. The ministry said in a statement it hoped the Afghan government would reconsider its decision. Pakistani officials said security for the Afghan ambassador, his family, and personnel of other diplomatic missions of Afghanistan in the country has been further tightened. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Deaths of doctors from COVID-19 in Indonesia rose sharply in the first half of July, according to the country's doctors' association, as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a surge in infections across the country. A total of 114 doctors died during July 1st through the 17th. That's the highest number reported for any period of similar length, and more than 20% of the 545 total doctor deaths from COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic. That's what officials from Indonesia's Doctors Association said during a virtual news conference. Doctor deaths have increased in Indonesia, the world's fourth most popular nation, despite a 95% vaccination rate among healthcare workers. Britain's National Health Service has contacted Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his finance minister Rishi Sunak to let them know they have been close to someone who's tested positive for COVID-19. Downing Street said Sunday in a statement the men will participate in a daily contact testing pilot program that will allow them to continue to work from Downing Street. They will self-isolate when not in their offices. On Saturday, Britain's health secretary said he has tested positive for COVID-19 and is self-isolating. And the energy minister of the United Arab Emirates says OPEC and allied countries have reached a full agreement after an earlier dispute that roiled oil prices. The comments came after an online meeting Sunday to reach a deal. Earlier this month, talks over production levels disintegrated in part over the United Arab Emirates wanting to increase its own production levels. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.